Hi, I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days. Hello, beautiful people. If you just had a three-day weekend, I hope it was a good one. I was just talking to my daughter Taylor yesterday about the things we have control over. Focusing on the past, on what is over and done, won't help us. Choices we've made, money we've spent, like one of my mom's friends used to say, that money been spent. No, we can't go back and change the past. We can't make people do the right thing by us. We can't make others keep their word. Remember, everyone's heart is not like yours. Your integrity is not theirs. We can't control if others participate or not. We can't keep others from breaking their promises to us. We can't even make people feel sorry for hurting us or letting us down. We can't force apologies, and who would want to? There's nothing sadder than a sorry, I'm sorry. So focusing on all of that won't help us. What will help us is focusing on what we can control, what's in our power, in our hands to do. And there's a lot that we can do. No one can stop me from writing every day. I control my talent, my time, my resources. I control when I record my podcast, even if it's just a few minutes each day. I can't control who listens, but I can control my consistency, and I control what I'm willing to share with you. I control when I record the audio for my audiobooks. I control how much effort I put into eBay, Amazon, or KDP. I am in control of exercising every day, even if it's for 15 or 20 minutes. I am in full control of watching what I eat, like saying no to that soda or bag of chips I want, but I know I don't need. I can make just one more healthy decision today. Instead of a 10-piece lemon pepper, maybe I'll get a 6-piece. Those things are in my complete control. I don't need permission. I don't need participation. I don't need a pat on the back for doing them. To achieve my goals, to make things happen, I can get up earlier in the morning. I work best in the morning anyway when the house is quiet. I used to be a night owl when the kids were smaller, but mornings work better for me now. You control your pace. When you rest, when you get going. You control how much you push yourself, if you push yourself. You are in control of holding yourself accountable. We can make better decisions. When you really want it, you'll stay up late at night and get some things done. We can turn off the TV. Think about this. Enjoyment is fine. It's a great way to relax. But we're watching other people work on their career, their craft, their dream. They're making money. They're making their mark. They're finding joy in their work. Hopefully. Let's take some of that time, just a little, and dedicate it to our goals. Yes, the show is good. It's binge worthy. And we all like to, you know, we don't want other people to know something that's going on with the show that we don't know. But we can close the Netflix tab. We can work on that thing that will get us one step closer. Let's talk about money for a minute. You control how much money you spend and save. You control how charitable you are. You control how much you believe, how deeply you believe, how long you believe, and how much you fight for what you believe. We control our level of dedication, level of passion, level of integrity, level of faith, our level of patience, our level of joy. We control who we allow to stay. We control how long we stay. We control who we listen to, who we take advice from, who we trust. We control what we stress, what we face, what we run from, what we keep putting off. We control how much we allow, what we allow to frustrate us. We control what we accept, what we take, and what we refuse to take. We control apologizing when we should. We control how much we care, how much we feel the need to explain. When we stop caring what it looks like or what others think, there's no need to prove or explain or show anything. And it's a choice, a decision, your choice, your decision.
We control how much we complain. We control what we're grateful for and how we express our gratitude. We control what we choose to rise above. We control what we forgive, what we put behind us, what we let go, when we let go. Ultimately, we control our mood. We control our calm, even in a storm. We are perfectly capable of controlling how long we stay in our feelings. When I accepted this, it changed my whole life. We control being true to ourselves, staying authentic, remaining solid, even when the world around us doesn't feel solid or authentic. And the beauty of all this is we can start right now. We can change course today. We can begin to write a new story. We can do what we've never done before, and we don't have to wait. That's your strength.
If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or With Your Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.